I'm truly excited. We're going to talk to an American icon.
I think so.
And a guy that I've respected for many, many years. Let's say good morning to Dick Clark.
Good morning, Rick. Icon, what happened to living legend?
Okay, that'll work.
We used that last hour.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
Hey, by the way, I saw you on QVC 2 weeks ago selling that box set. That's a really nice set.
That son of a gun is going like a house of fire. I mean, what it is music of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and it's in a lovely little television set.
Mm-hmm.
That, I don't know, whatever it is, $79. It's a really good buy.
And I saw you call in one day, too, so you really worked this stuff, don't you?
I worked the street both sides.
Yeah, hey, can we ask your age?
I'm 69.
69.
Wow.
And he looks 40.
Yeah. Hey, what's your secret?
Well, you go out once every year on New Year's Eve and you go through the cryogenic treatment.
I was in New York one New Year's and for that whole festivity, and it was very cold. I don't know how you do it.
You show very good sense. Once is enough.
Dick, now we think that Greed is a huge home run for your production company.
Do you know what's going to happen? Have they told you?
They have not told us.
We're up to $2,250,000 as a team of three.
Right.
And they got to make the decision whether to go forward or not, and you're going to see the results. I'll give you a little tip.
Okay. Yeah.
At that point in the game, people can drop out and take their winnings.
Right.
Two people drop out.
Wow.
Oh, really?
One elects to go forward for $2,250,000.
It's got to be that team leader.
Probably.
That would be my guess.
It's never, ever happened before in television.
I bet it's him.
Dick, were you on the set for the last episode?
Yes, sir.
What is up with Curtis's hairdo?
Well, he every morning gets up, puts his toe in the wall socket.
Now, we heard a story from one of our listeners who knows somebody that works for your company. And they said that when he used that Terminator question last week, who was the blonde? What was her name again?
Oh, I don't remember.
It was
Jackie.
Jackie, right.
But that Melissa had twice as much money, but he went after that Jackie because we heard that she had dissed him. She had said something derogatory about him. Is that
about
true?
His hair.
I honestly don't know that, but that's the fascinating thing about Greed. You watch and you see what's going on in their mind, especially when that Terminator hits.
Oh, yeah.
They decide, I think, who is the easiest one to knock out? It doesn't always work that way. Sometimes you go after somebody and they knock you out,
mm-hmm,
and take your money.
Right.
That's the dark side of Greed, human nature and the machinations the mind goes through.
Now, have you been or do you plan to be on the set for every taping of that show?
Yeah, I sure hope so. Is this Leslie?
Yes.
Leslie, yeah.
Let's pretend the two of you are on. I'll give you a simple question.
Okay.
$25,000.
All right. Do you need my Social Security number?
No, no.
Okay.
Not until we send you the money. According to the popular jingle, which of the following can be found on a Big Mac? Tomatoes, pickles, mustard, bacon. One of them is found on a Big Mac. Pick the one. $25,000 at stake.
I got
boom, boom,
it.
Boom, 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 boom.
Pickles.
Boom.
Yeah, it's pickles.
It'd be pickles.
Pickles? Pickles?
Yeah.
Yep. You two are right.
All right.
Notice the pregnant pause.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the thing.
Small bills, Dick. Okay.
I'll give you my social number when we're off the air.
Have you got time for one more?
Sure.
All right. Well, I mean, we start at $25,000. You go to $2 million. We're up to almost $2.5 million now on the game that's currently being played.
Okay.
Which is the top-selling automobile in the United States for $100,000? Top-selling automobile in the United States. Ford Thunderbird, Chevy Camaro, Honda Civic, Toyota Camry, Pontiac Grand Am.
It's the Toyota, isn't it?
I think it's the Camry.
Is it the Camry?
Yeah, I think it's Toyota.
Yep. I think so.
You don't need to apply. We would be broke.
All right.
You won allegedly $100,000.
All right.
You know, it's fascinating. This isn't brain surgery or brain, you know. I mean, it really is common knowledge stuff, and I get caught up, but I don't know the answers, and I play along as it plays. Oh, my God.
I think this is a home run from the first time it was on. I really do.
Well, what I like about it, not to denigrate the millionaire, that's what inspired all of this game activity. You're going to see three or four of them on the air.
Yeah.
It's a great show, and Regis is fabulous, and he got everybody interested. But this isn't straight ahead. This one goes off to the side, takes you back, knocks people out.
Right.
We offer you cash to continue. It's just weird stuff. It's a fun show.
Hey, Dick, how large of a role are you playing in this New Year's Eve telecast?
I'm down to just officiating at Times Square. They're throwing a big party around the world. They're going to take their news cameras everywhere. And they said, okay, just drop the ball. That'll be sufficient.
Hmm. How do you feel about that?
Not good. Any other questions?
Short and sweet answer.
Hey, now, Dick, I'm 45 years old, so I grew up with American Bandstand and watching you for years and years. Where do you think somebody like Bobby Darin would have been if he had lived to this day?
I think he would have been producing motion pictures, Broadway shows, acting occasionally, still doing a lot of singing. He was great. I loved mm-hmm. him so much.
And you loved Jackie Wilson, too, didn't you?
Yeah, we may end up, if we get lucky, one never knows, with his daughter. I went in and sold the rights to his life story, which will make a great mm-hmm. film for one of the cable channels.
Well, who was the most impressive new artist that you presented on American Bandstand?
In the whole run,
30 years?
I think it was Madonna.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, and I don't mean to pat myself on the back. A lot of people say, it's just a dance act. Who cares? I said, no, man, you don't understand. This lady is something different. And she has proven to be so.
Hmm. Wow.
She's a magnificent survivor.
Uh-huh.
She's, People Entertainment Weekly or whatever that magazine is, put her in the top 10. I mean, she's a lady to keep your eye on always.
Who was the most difficult act you had on the show?
Nice talking to you, Rick. we have a book full of them.
How many guests do you think you had on American Bandstand, performers over the years?
Well, we had 10,000 musical performances, and wow. I don't really know how many performers mm-hmm. that includes, but if you divide it by three, it'd be, 3,300. It was a lot.
Do you keep up on current music? I mean, do you know the music, or do you just follow the trends?
At this point in my life, I follow the trends.
Uh-huh.
For a guy who's as old as I am, that's better than nothing. In the old days, I knew it all. I mean, I handled the records. I mean, there were records in those days. You could look at a label mm-hmm. and was blazed, burned into my head. Nowadays, I have knowledge, but not as deep as I used to have.
What kind of music do you listen to at home?
Leslie, it's everything. I mean, last night we were listening to Brazilian music for one reason or other, and disco. I mean, there's mm-hmm. no explanation. Whatever you feel like.
And you took over, really, the role that Alan Freed had before he was involved in all the scandals and stuff. How did that all come to be?
Alan was one of the great leaders in radio that found that white kids would listen to black music.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says he named it rock and roll. He didn't. He just promoted that phrase. It was well known before that, but that's neither here nor there. He was a really bright man. I just happened to get lucky and be on television, and it was overwhelming.
Right place, right time, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, and, by then I had worked 9 years to be in that spot,
sure.
So right time, a lot of work.
Wow. Well, we're going to watch Greed tonight. They'll show it here at 9 o'clock on Fox 17, and we're enjoying it. It's a great show.
Yep.
Well, keep in mind, somebody's going to go for way over $2 million tomorrow. First time ever on TV. How's that for a tease?
That's excellent. We're going to have to watch
tomorrow. We'll be watching.
Yeah.
Thank you, folks, very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, Dick, it's been a joy talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dick.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.